the shepherd was formally introduced. His wife, however, though expressing her willingness to do anything she could, to mend things or set the cave to rights or cook a little something, could not be brought to recognize him formally. The fact that he was a dragon and they didn't know who he was seemed to count for everything with her. She made no objection, however, to her little son spending his evenings with the dragon quietly, so long as he was home by 9 o'clock. And many a pleasant night they had, sitting on the sward, while the dragon told stories of old, old times, when dragons were quite plentiful, and the world was a livelier place than it is now, and life was full of thrills and jumps and surprises. What the boy had feared, however, soon came to pass.